Blog Talk Radio.
I know it's time. This Carly is the 16th of September. Tonight we are going to talk about everything. It's going to be a really cool show. I'm sorry, you guys. This album has, the little Swiss boat in this album was causing me trouble. And I was actually okay, I think I have it fixed. I'm going to try it now. So let's see. Oh, okay. I had to play a little more music tonight because this album and the call-in thing was. So I'm going to bring everyone on now. Tonight I just feel really positive about a lot of shows that are coming up. I feel like, at the end of the day, we will get a couple. And, I feel it. I'm going to bring my co-host on who's back for a couple of weeks. Yay! Hello. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, Till, you're on too. Till?
You didn't even give me a chance to, say anything.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't been on for a while, and I didn't even get to say anything.
Oh, well, okay, fine. And we have other calls too, 443, you're on the air with us, too.
Hey, it's Candace.
Candace, Candace,
oh,
I am so glad. I'm glad that you called before the night is over. I want you to write down my email address so I have it because.
God damn it. I can't get in the chat room because I'm not.
The album hates me tonight, people.
Difficulty.
Yeah, it's called I Want a Kid.
Yeah.
The number to call in is 347-850-8721. Where Amy is, they gave me, if I feel, cool. You might can hear me in this album. So, Candace, how are you? How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am so positive about everything daytime. And that's a quote.
Woo! Good.
That's
and,
right.
Candace, this remind me before you get off the air for the night, I need your email address because I want you to post things for the Monday show we are gonna have
we should promote it right now. I don't know if everybody
You guys here. Monday night for all you Azdivertunes and Guardian Light peeps call in. It's the 2-year anniversary of Guardian Light and a year for of the Virgins.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about memories. What's your favorite couple, character, family? What do you miss about the show? What did you hope for the show? What did this whole situation with the cancellation of two of the most beloved soaps teach us?
Yep.
And you know what? Even all my children's fans, you guys are going to have y'all
yes.
next Friday. Y'all
yeah,
can call
oh
in
God.
Too.
Yeah, because that, you know, I'm still pissed off about that. You know, I just feel, my co-host just dropped off the thing. Seven one nine, I'm bringing you on the air. You do have your hands up, but I think I know this is April, right?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, okay, and 859, you're on the air with us, too.
Hey, ladies, it's Dawn Shiloh.
Hi. So, yeah, so that will be a really good show to call into on Monday night. And then next Friday night, you guys, we have an interview with Caroline Hensley. Okay, she writes for Soap Opera Weekly or Soap Opera Digest. That's one of them. She will be here Friday night talking about the AMC goodbye and all of that. And
yay!
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we have that. And then the Monday after that, the Monday the 26th, Amanda from AMC is dropping by.
Yay!
Yeah. So, people, I do deliver. It might take me a while, but I do deliver for you people. You know, it might take me a while, but it finally comes together. And, Amy.
Yes.
Hi, Amy, in this album.
Hi.
Hey, why can you not call on Monday night?
Because I'm going to be a very, very busy lady.
Oh, yes, Amy is leaving me for 2 weeks, people.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So,
what are you going to do without me, huh?
I will be texting you when I need to. I know that. I know that. And I want to start out with,
it's just my advice to you and to anybody who else needs it. That, September's going to be bad. The rest of September's going to be bad. So I wouldn't even watch as far as General Hospital is concerned. If you can't stand that couple, and I'm not going to say their name because I don't think they need more buzz than what they're given already, the best thing we can do is just not watch and tank the ratings and call for who we like and who we want, and just hound them left and right.
I wasn't going to say this, but I've been pissed off about all week. You guys do not go to DD. You know, you guys lay off.
It's just they're too personal and too. I have absolutely no idea why anybody even bothers to listen to them, because they're just
so I just saw what they did this week. I wasn't going to mention it, but the more I thought about it, all I'm going to say is don't go to that site. That site is pure evil, and it's pure evil, and they just want to start trouble. And you know, what a DD daytime disc. So, you guys, let's not watch, next week. But, you guys, October is around the corner. October is, going to be good. It's going to be, it's fall time. You know, November to remember. You know, you guys, I know it's going to look bleak for this month, But don't give up hope. Don't throw your TV at the remote or Kleenex, people, because the wait is going to be over very, very, very soon. And then we are going to, you know, have what we want. Oh, Christy's on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, yay. Christy.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Chris. Mm-hmm. Chris, how are you? Christy, how are you tonight?
I'm tired, but I'm okay.
Okay. If you could, Chris, can you text Terry and see why she dropped off? But what I was going to say, you guys, is it's a bad month for this all fans, but you know what, you guys, we're going to come back very, very strong in October. I just feel so positive about that, and I'm going to stay positive, and you guys should not read the message boards or anything for about a couple of weeks, and no reading the magazines. Amy, people in the South Room wanted to know, the first one happened in October. Any woman stocks who is leaving?
Anyone with facts? Well, there's strong rumors. And I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I can't say who told me.
We will never ask you that. You know me. I mean,
but we are.
Yep.
We will be happy. Let me just tell you that.
Yes, we will.
Yay!
And Silo. You're right. Do not give up that liaison is going to happen, because it will. And when it does, you know, a certain blog talk host will be having a nice little wine party on here, you guys. So when that happens, the wine will be here. We can have a wine party. We will have a wine party when we hear who's leaving, maybe. So, you guys, we have, like, two wine events coming up. So, who wants to have a nice wine party on the show? I think after 2.5 years, we deserve a wine party. I really think so. What do you think, Chris?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, what do you think of my idea about a wine party on the air?
Wine on the air. Wow. That's
I won't get that drunk, you guys. I promise you I won't get that drunk, but I'm going to, you know.
I can't promise you. I'm going to speak on my behalf. Because I'm going to be switching some tequila down. If I run out of wine, I'm doing tequila.
Okay. So is everyone in for that kind of party when things go down? Hi, Cassie. Silo thing. Good. I'm raising my hand wildly. Yeah, you guys, we deserve it. We deserve to have the biggest wine party of the century, because we have been waiting forever for this, and forever and ever and ever and ever, and, you know. Oh, and by the way, you guys, Lady Annabelle's CD dropped on Tuesday. I haven't got it yet, but I cannot wait to get it tomorrow. I love Lady Annabelle, so, you know, if I ever got them on my show, Christy might have to take over talking, because I might be a little speechless with Jane Lady Aeon.
Oh,
so,
Carly.
Yeah. Yes.
Carly, I have a news interruption for you. This is actually directed to you, and it deals with wine. Okay?
Okay.
So in, what's today, 19 days? Yeah, 19 days and counting. I shall be receiving something from Laura Wright.
Yay!
And it's going to be wine. It's from her wine collection that, you know, this is how I'm getting this, okay? Anybody who is, I don't know, well, next month is the, I guess it would have been Gaslight's weekend, because they're doing Bradley Cole, who played Jeffrey O'Neill, on the show. He's having a contest concert for American Red Cross. You can go to rockshowforcharity.org. Thank you. Anyway, but Wine Still Gives and the Gaslight and After All Trying to Start will be there. Now, then on that following Sunday is the bowling event, where they're going to have some people from All My Children, More Like to Live, Gaslight, After All Trying to Start. Well, one of the things that they're auctioning off that I'm going to win is a personal autograph, Laura Wright, Emmy wine, named after her Emmy.
Oh, cool.
And two bottles with a gold and black case. Yeah.
Hey,
so
Carly.
I'm going to do it for you guys.
Carly, I need to interrupt you for a second. I'm going to hang up, but I'm going to still be in the chat room, okay?
Oh, okay, Amy. Well, okay.
Don't worry.
Amy.
It's all right.
Okay. Candace, I love that idea.
Yeah,
right.
Well, she donated it to the bowling thing, and so I'm going to it, and I think I'm on One Life to Live team this year. Yeah.
Cool.
I think I am. So.
Mhm.
So yeah, if I win, I'm taking pictures of me drinking it.
Okay, if you win, yes, please take pictures. Laura White is coming back here sometime this fall. I don't have a date, but Laura loves me, and you know what a big Carly fan I am. And, you know, I've lost my co-host, by the way. I texted her.
I haven't heard back.
Let's see, what's going on in the room is, anything, Kathy, you ordered some wine for your brother-in-law. He never told me if he liked it or not. Sorry, my cell phone will be eating away a lot. Oh, that's too bad. Silo, I love you, because you just said you love Laura White. See, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. That's, like, makes my whole day, because, you know, I love Laura. I love Carly. You know, do I always think, see, does everything correct? No. But like I've said on previous shows, if she does anything to Liz, that is wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. But if she does anything to Sam, I will be all for it. I will be on that, like, Carly White. So, you know, Carly,
I totally
accidentally,
agree,
like,
Carly.
Thank you. Because you know what? Carly soon know what happened with Zeke. If Carly knew what Sam did way back, oh, do you think Carly, if any people would let Sam get away with it? No, she would make Sam life a living hell. And that goes to one of my things I wanted to ask people tonight. Okay, I know Kelly Monaco was on PC, and unfortunately, you know, she'd been on ZX. But, I know we have strong opinions on this panel, but can anyone please tell me what is the purpose of liking Sam? You know, I cannot even watch Sam and Spinelli anymore, which is breaking my heart in two, because I love Spinelli, but I cannot watch when she's on. Am I the only one that feels this way? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does some people actually like Sam?
I don't.
Okay. I think we're saying the same thing.
Not
even if it has Spinelli or Maxie or anybody. I can't watch any scene with Sam in it.
Okay, thank you,
yep.
April.
Yep.
Thank you.
I cannot watch the little scene if it has Sam in it.
You know that, yeah. Amy's buying this album. But Truly saw Liz Super Bono was like in my heaven. That would have been Sessa Austin's. Yeah. I think someone missed the ball with that storyline. I agree. But, you know, in my heart of hearts, I still think they get out there. And this little cute little blonde boy is going to be coming back to us. And I just think people just have to wait. You know, like we said, September, bad, 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 bad. October, good. September, bad. October, good. September, bad. October, good.
Okay.
What? I'm just kicking myself online.
No, I agree with you, Carly. I totally agree with you. I'm blacking out next week, the
Hello?
Whole show.
Yeah.
I am DVRing it.
Sorry, my phone disconnected on my cell phone, and I was charging it, too, and it got disconnected another. Or it could have been my Bluetooth. I don't know which one it was. But
okay.
And I decided to do laundry before I got on the air. So,
Silo, what were you saying about what you were saying? I kind of like what you were saying about you're going to block out next week.
Yes. This is Shiloh, Dawn. Yes, I'm blacking out next week. I just cannot do it. I've put up
so far
to support the show, but I just can't do it next. I am DVRing it, but I will fast forward through all of this JSAM stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, I thought about this in the bathtub one night. I didn't know why I just said that on the air, but I did. I thought about this, you know, the whole thing is when I watch that person, Sam, it's like, wait a moment. She has no family, really connection. Other than Alexis, and I never felt that storyline was rushed. That storyline was made up in 2 seconds. It wasn't planned right. What does everyone think about that? Because I thought they just made this up. Because I thought years ago when Alexis said she had a daughter out there, I really thought they were going to make Liz Alexis's mother. Because we,
They brought Becky on originally to be Alexis's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't believe Sam is Alexis's daughter. They never did a DNA.
Didn't Alexis have a son? I stick to that. I thought she had a son. I'm sticking to that.
Oh, Terry, what did you want to say?
No, nothing. It's okay.
We want to hear. No, Jill. We want to hear. Come on. You can only be with us for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm so used to not being on the air that really I don't really have a lot to say. I haven't really been watching General Hospital or I've been fast-forwarding through like some shows and all that. So
yeah,
you know,
we have been fast-forwarding some of General Hospital. No,
I don't have thoughts right now, but. You know, I'm just kind of sad that, next week's the end of, AMC
on the TV,
you know, and all that. I've been watching it, and you could just feel it. You could feel the closure, like it's coming. You know what I mean? Like with David and I was watching the scene yesterday with Angie and David, and it was like, you know, it's like she's trying to get him to get that wall from that he has up, you know, and everything. And I was like, this is becoming like an ending about David or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, it's so sad.
I'm going to be with my Kleenex all next week. I know it.
We are.
Yeah.
And don't worry, you guys, we are going to have a special show Friday with Caroline Henley. But, you know,
watch
I'm,
you next week. Too.
2 hours? Is that a 2 hour episode?
It's
no,
1 hour.
They're
doing something on The View, though.
Yes, they're going to have all the cast come on, or a lot of the cast come on, and Susan's going to be the host.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
You know what? What day is the cast?
I never would have thought a long time ago that I'd be saying goodbye to two soaps. I always thought they'd be around forever because
right.
they've been around for 70 years. Whoever would have thought in my generation they'd be gone? You know, I mean, I still can't. I'm still in denial.
I know.
Over One Life to Live, too. You know, why are people watching One Life to Live right now? I'm hoping it's not going to be like about Blair and Pop. I want it to be. I want it to be about his kids, him getting to know his kids. It doesn't need to be endgame like Blair and Todd, which I never really liked. I liked Todd and Kay or whatever, but I mean, I want him to get to know his kids, especially Jack, you know? I don't know. I mean,
But I don't think.
Huh?
Oh, God. Cena and Omega. Oh, this is really. Wait, is Kathy on? Kathy not on the line. Hey, Kath, call in. I love what you were saying on In the Room. Come on, now. You're making me laugh in here. You and Amy
what
are cracking
saying?
Me. Okay, let's see if I can feel paid this. I'm surprised Fawn didn't give her a slot next to the Coop in the morning. Oh, next to Kay Cook in the morning. Wait. They're going to be on the life, you know, I want chemo gone. I want chemo gone. I said it, send me the hate mail later. I'm sorry, I cannot stomach Sam anymore. I can't.
I totally agree.
She's taking all the good air in the room out. It's like, and you guys don't know how much I'm in love with Spinelli.
Yes.
And if she's really my Spinelli moments,
I can't remember the last time I could stomach her.
Speaking of Sam, I was hosted for the day and I had it on Channel 7 by accident, you know, and she was talking to Christina. She looks terrible, Sam. She looks so terrible.
She is.
Bad under her eyes. She looks older than her age.
At best, she's a B actress.
Yes, who, Sam?
Yes.
She looks terrible, yeah.
She has such bad bags under her eyes all the time.
I just happen to more enhanced now on the TV. Could you imagine having HGTV? It'd be, like, terrible. I don't have HGTV.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? The HGTV now scares me if I got it.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
no,
the whole.
I just don't understand. I know when I was talking to Kylie about this the other day on my way to work, I'm like, you know how the December time say, oh, well, they're just a couple, not one couple. With the, you know, the ratings will be sky high with one couple. And I'm like, my argument to that, well, is, yeah, that might be true, but your couple is supposed to be really popular and they're promoting it heavily to death. They could help with the ratings.
Exactly.
Jason were bringing in on, you know, on not heavily promoted days, they were bringing in, like, what, 3.0s or I don't know what were they were, like 2-point-something. So they weren't bringing in 1.5, you know. So.
No, they weren't. And, you know, Philo, you said, the AMC thing will be on The View next Friday, too?
It's been all week. I just heard that today on
it's going to be on, and Kelly Ripa is going to do something, she said, on Regis and Kelly.
Oh, I love Regis and Kelly. I grew up with Regis and Kelly, and Kathy Lee sued me. I actually love it. So, but I love we listen to Kelly. I'm really sad that he's leaving. Lisa kicked Bubba Ball to the ass to the group. Now we listen. Anna, we have another call. Hey, 715, did you want to be on the air? You didn't have your hand up, but I just wanted to ask.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
I'm happy. I had a call on my cell phone. I'm trying to figure out my phone's off the hook in the house somewhere. I wonder if the cat knocked it off.
You could press the little thing, like the little flasher thing or the little thing that helps you find where the phone is.
It's a coded phone, and I'm trying to figure out somebody's got a phone off the hook someplace, and I don't know where. He's got a kitten in the house, and kitten, phone, bad thing.
Amy's excited for October, November, so am I. And you guys, this is going to be a good week of premiere week for stuff. Grey's Anatomy is back. Yay!
Yep.
Why
my phone?
Yes. Blue Blood is back.
Vampire Diaries 2 last night. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah,
you see,
I watched the entire thing.
Don't spoil it for me too much.
Oh, my gosh, that was great.
I love it.
Oh, my
God.
Good.
I'm so behind watching the show this week because I've been, like, out of the house when it's been on. So I'm, like, I'm a full day behind.
Yeah.
So I didn't see today's episode yet. So I have no clue what happened, other than I know Liz got kidnapped, but I didn't see Maxie get kidnapped, so I'm like...
I haven't seen it either.
I'm on the CH, too. I need to catch up on the Liz scene.
Yeah, and also, you guys, before I forget, because I'm forgetting a lot of stuff right now, with all the premiere dates, anyone that watched the Dancing with the Stars who actually watched the... What?
December 25th. Was it
29th? 25th. Well, yeah. Sorry, but there's one thing in Kristen. Some DUI. Wait. What? Silo speaks.
She's supposedly off for 2 months, and someone brought it up on one of the chat boards of one of the magazines
that I cruised through.
And they said that she got another DUI. I think this is like her second. I'm not sure. And and I'm wondering if it's because either she's doing time or if she's being told, you know, you don't have to do that if you go to rehab or what the deal is. They say she's out for 2 months. They've already replaced her with this new actress for 2 months. So, has anybody heard anything else?
I heard she was sick.
I heard it was an illness.
I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know she got pulled over one other time for that, I thought.
Yeah, I guess they were doing a normal check, and she failed her sobriety.
That one surprised me.
Yes.
Really?
Are you on the line with us, too?
That would not surprise me with her for some reason.
I know, me either. I mean, you know, I'm probably going to
get a page. And see
I'm probably going to get a lot of bad responses for what I'm about to say. So, if anyone doesn't like what I'm about to say, step away from the phone. But it's kind of too bad that Kelly Monaco wasn't in the call with her and got the DUI too, that would be kind of like a really cool thing. Amy, you back?
Hi, yeah, I'm back. Sorry, my minutes are gaining up on my phone here, so.
Allie, you're on the line too.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, yeah, I'm pleased, you guys. I mean, God, that would have made my year if it was Kelly Monaco.
Yeah, I don't understand how she gets away with things and it's just looked over. I don't understand it at all.
Okay, this article I'm reading that I saw this about the DUI was dated September 11th that she got pulled over at 3 o'clock a.m. on Friday by authorities. And I guess she tossed out a cigarette out of the window and that's littering. So I guess they pulled her over and then they issued the sobriety.
Who is that for?
Kirsten Storm.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You know what? Oh, God.
That was in 2000.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
This is
never been
October 2nd. She has to go to court.
Yeah.
So that's only 2 weeks.
I think that's why she's off 2 months.
That's in 2007.
And, and everybody felt bad because they thought she was sick. You know, everybody was sending, like, sympathy this and sympathy that. What freaking liars. Why don't you just say what the reason is? You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, why hide behind it?
Exactly.
I mean, why hide
still doing her other show? You know what I mean? But I just don't get that at all.
I wonder if it has to do with the fact that her and Kelly are both doing dirty soap.
Well, and Kelly
pals
with her a lot. They partied together.
Yeah, that's why I made that funny little comment about
yeah.
I was Kelly with when
well,
this happened.
I'm trying to think what soap opera newspaper is, because I was in the bookstore with my sister today and was flipping through the three of them that were there because they've got like All My Children's Farewell, their last photos, the history.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Bringing that up about All My Children. People Magazine is doing AMC spread.
It's already out.
It's already out.
It is
but
awesome.
It's like
December.
A hardcover coming out next week or something.
But
yeah.
It costs like $15.
I didn't look at the prices, but my sister got it. It's really, really nice looking. Lots of photos.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the hardcover.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. She wanted something for reading material to torture her son in the bathroom with, you know, just leaving it on the counter.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That'll do it.
Wow.
So.
But, yeah, it's really good. I'm looking at it now, and it's, like, all these pictures. But there's one person missing. And I was looking to make sure I was not going crazy, but there's no Randy in here.
Well,
there's not me.
Some of the pictures are really small. They've got the pages where they got the small pictures where they've got, like, all the weddings and all the, who the heck else? There was different ones. And I think I've seen a Randy in there someplace when they're slipping this morning.
It's the one they have, the section where it's my favorite memories. They have, like, all the cast with their silly poses and stuff.
That's the one that's, like, those pages. She's not in it.
Wow.
So, yeah, they have David, they have Dixie, they have Janet, JR, Jake. They got a small picture of Kendall. I think it should have been bigger. Jesse.
I agree with
you.
There's a picture of Kendall someplace, I think, in there.
Yeah,
you have a small picture
you got Greenlee.
Kendall?
Yep. Okay. Ashton.
You can get plenty of pictures
Angie,
of
Kobe. Yeah. Like, if you go to, like, whoever, if you have the book, I should say, if you have the book, it's page 48, that's where it kicks off at, and and through all the rest of the pages. I mean, it's funny pictures because the pictures are kind of like explaining how their character is, like Liza with a briefcase but have lingerie in it. It's totally funny.
Ooh.
and then you have...
Wait, do they have an Annie in there?
Huh?
Do they have an Annie in there?
Yeah, she has a
whole
knife with blood on it.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was the first to choke Erica Kane. Like, that's the first.
Mm-hmm.
She told, so that's kind of cute. Like, so they shared their little memories with their pictures, and then you have...
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Candace is Kelly, we're putting there too, right?
Yeah.
I will be...
Kelly,
okay,
Kelly
good.
Is in there. She gets the most... I counted her picture, and she's in there 10 times.
Okay. Well, I was going to be kind of... I was going to go on my
really
own rant if she wasn't.
So you guys are safe from my wind with that, thank God. But no, I was going to buy it the other day, and I'm thinking, okay. But since it's going to be off for a while, I have a while, and I think people are doing the same thing for One Life to Live, right? I mean, they haven't really said anything.
They haven't really gave out a statement, because I know somebody asked that question, and I think if it wasn't going to move on to online, then they probably would have done it. But then again, nothing's set in stone until, I guess, around November, December? I guess they would put something out, because January is One Life to Live. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right. Yeah, okay.
Amy, Terry Ross is Dexter. See, Rob Dexter, don't you, Terry?
Oh, I love that show. That's awesome.
Yeah, when does it start back up, you know?
I believe around Halloween. I'm not sure, but it should be soon.
Because I work at a high school, and one of the assistant principals, she's into it too, and a couple other people, and one of the assistant principals, she lives in Long Beach, and I guess they were filming over there. And she got the picture with Michael C. Hall. She took a picture with her dog with Michael C. Hall in it or something. I'm confusing it with another, the teacher they used to work with. But I think she got a couple, was able to get a couple pictures of him. I don't know. I'm thinking of another teacher, but yeah. And there, she said they're still filming there, the last I talked to her. So they've been filming there for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Dexter. It's supposed to be
It's so great.
The co-stars in it? Do you know who's the co-star?
Let me just tell you, John Lithgow is freaking phenomenal.
Oh, I know. Didn't he win an Emmy for that?
Oh, man. He better. He deserves an Oscar.
He did win an Emmy for that. I think he was on it a couple seasons ago.
Kathy, you back on?
Yes, I am. I went to the basement. That's where the phone was off the hook.
All the way down in the basement. Oh, that's terrible.
Man, going in the basement.
I know.
Well, guys, I'm going to get going because my hubby wants to watch Sons of Anarchy. And then I got to go to bed and go to work.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if I'll talk to you guys for the rest of the month, but I'm going to try when I'm away.
Well, and have fun in New York.
Take care. All right, guys, just remember what I said.
Bye.
Oh. No, did anybody? There's three magazines, and I seen the one today that had the cast for Dirty Soaps in it, and it had Kelly's sitting in the middle of the whole picture.
Oh,
and then Kristen's off to the one side, and I mean,
I saw it too.
Well, and then
they
keep coming out with promo pictures for that, and in my opinion, she doesn't look good in any of them. That's my opinion.
We've seen that one, but we're going, it's Rex and Gigi. And,
good. You know what? I mean, it's nice that my little boyfriend, other than Spinelli Rex, is on it. I'm torn between watching it and not watching it.
There's this one and that one on there, and I'm like, okay, but those are the two I recognize them, or the four I recognize them. Like, okay, the other one,
because
the one gal off of, I'm trying to think her, I can't even think her character is. She's on
Nadia, Days of Our Lives, Chloe. Yeah, Nadia, Days of Our Lives.
I love two of the people on there, but I'm not going to watch.
I'm like, but the thing is, I'm reading it and going, it's on the Lifetime channel.
Well, no, it's not. It's on E, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on E.
Yeah.
It's on E.
It's on E, and Kelly Ripa.
It's on E, yeah.
That's
Kelly Ripa.
But they said Lifetime Channel on that article that was with the picture that I was reading.
No, it's E. They're the same place the Kardashians are at.
Oh, and you know what? I do like the Kardashians. I don't know why. I do like that. Tanya Bone in the Room says, Chloe and Wait Some Days.
Yep, mm-hmm. Chloe. Mm-hmm. Although she isn't Chloe anymore, though, because they got rid of her.
Yeah.
Well, I know they got rid of her, but I haven't watched this
because
I
loved Vintage Brady and Chloe back in the day.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm a Brady and Melody worshiper. I want Brady and Melody together.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't know if they're going there right now. I think they're bringing in Sarah Brown for him.
Oh, don't say that. Do not know.
Yeah, they are bringing Sarah Brown in for something.
I really hate Sarah Brown if she gets in the middle of that because...
You hate Sarah Brown?
But she's gonna come in and screw with my Brady and Melody, which I want them to go to.
The problem with Sarah Brown is she's going to these other shows that she hasn't done really good in. Like As the World Turns, she played evil.
Yep.
That she played evil at the time, but she was with Jack and Julia or whatever, and then she even went on to a show at night. Was it called Cold Case? And
she was good at it.
They brought her back to GH, but they ruined her character.
That's what I mean. She's going to different shows. She went on Bold and the Beautiful. She screwed up my favorite couple on that show, you know, and it's like, okay.
Wait, you like Nick and Bridget?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was a Nick and Bridget fan. But
I like Nick and Bridget too.
I like him anyway, but I liked them. But I knew they were going to
Allie, why are you looking for... I mean, I totally believe what Sligo is saying about Kristen Stone. I mean, you know, they are probably hiding it. They are probably don't want to, they really probably don't want to blow her image going to do these soaps. So, of course, they are not going to outrightly say this in the article. You know, I love Maxie, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
I love Kirsten. I'm probably one of the few who does on here, but I love Kirsten.
No, Kirsten also. I like Kirsten also.
I think she's
great as Maxie.
I've loved her since she was Belle. She was my Belle. Martha Madison never compared to Kirsten for me.
I first saw her on Xenon movies on Disney Channel.
That was my
I love the Xenon movies. I love those. Yeah. But I wasn't a Belle and Sean fan, though. I didn't really like them together. I couldn't get into them. I don't know why.
No, I
loved
them.
You know, people love
I
who they
Sean
like.
And
you know, that's the thing. Everybody likes who they like. And when it gets into a big, huge fight, with other fan bases, it's like, come on. It's like you like who you like. I mean, I knock people for liking, Jason and Sam. I don't understand why they like them, but I don't like, you know.
Yeah, no, of course not.
You know, I don't attack them. They've attacked me, and I've tried to defend myself.
Yes, they attacked you.
Like,
come on, you do.
Yeah, no, you just trying to defend your favorite couple because they're not going to see what we see. So
they will never see good Isaac, great chemistry, great Isaac.
Some people have gone on some message boards and they were told to go check out like the videos on YouTube of Jason and Liz and see what we see. And they actually have done it and they're like, you know what, I see what you guys see.
Yeah,
you know,
I've read that also.
Yeah, I have one J Sam friend who used to love Liaison, and she started loving them again. Actually, she still loves
really?
J Sam, but I have another J Sam friend who absolutely loves J Sam. And
I know. I mean,
then she saw the liaison history, and she doesn't.
Yeah.
She can't ship to JSAM anymore.
Oh, really?
Smart woman.
Wow.
See, if we could switch them over to the star camp, you know, that's like a miracle. You know what I mean? Like, it's like trying to convert somebody, you know, trying to go, like, because I went to church a long time ago, but I haven't been going, but, you know, it's trying to get them into going to church and stuff, you know, when they so do not believe in it, you know what I mean? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
I kind of relate that to trying to turn somebody over into being a liaison fan. There's some people, there's no way in hell that will do it.
Yeah. And, you know, even with the whole Sean and Bill thing, a lot of people did like Sean and Mimi back in the day,
too.
Oh,
I could not like Sean and Mimi, but not because of Sean and Bill. I could not like Sean and Mimi because of Rex and Mimi.
I
love Rex
and
Mimi.
Oh, God. See, here we go. I love Sean and Mimi. I always have. Ever since, I don't know.
I love Rex and Mimi. I could never like Sean and Mimi because of them.
I wonder if they
but the way they
up.
Ended Rex and Mimi was just,
you know,
horrible.
Yeah,
back.
They did.
He needs to go back to Days of Her Life. I'm sorry. They need Sean and Belle back over there. You know.
Yeah.
They also need Mimi back. They need Sarah back as Mimi. I want Mimi back.
Oh, well, yeah. Hopefully, maybe she'll come back.
Well,
you might
get your wish.
Yeah, because I couldn't stand Gigi, but I love Mimi.
I didn't like Gigi either, so I didn't.
I love Rex and Zizi. I cried when Zizi died.
On my children, when Stephanie Gachet went from Guiding Light, because I loved her, Jonathan and Tammy, I loved her on Guiding Light, but I can't get into Madison.
I love Madison.
You do? I'm sorry. I guess because I haven't
it's okay. Don't be sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sammy kissing Billy.
What's that?
I said every time I watch, when I first saw Daniel and Stephanie, you know, like on All My Children, they were having a love scene. I kept saying, "Ew, wait a minute, they're cousins," because you know he was Bill and that's Sammy, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, they are related, right?" And then I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute, this is a new show, new characters," and I'm like,
yeah.
"Oh my gosh!" Like,
storyline was that taboo, but I liked it. I didn't realize when I saw the previews, what I think I turned into back into Guiding Light, because when Tom Telfy won an Emmy, and then I saw that they were showing the scene with this girl and him, I'm like, oh my God, they have chemistry. I didn't know at the time that they were cousins. When I was watching his promos or the scenes that they showed, I said, I gotta go watch this couple. And then later I found that they were cousins. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like,
so they really—they weren't grew up together. Everybody was homeboy was adopted. He, you know, suddenly,
yeah,
you know,
I know,
moved,
and
I'm like, the thing about
they were both. They're both step-sister and step-brother. I didn't think about that till later. And they're both...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, so was Bo and Billy, too, on Days of Our Life for a brief time. They were step-brother and step-sister, too, when Kate and Victor got married. So, logically, they were step-brother and step-sister when Bo and Billy were together.
Huh. Oh no! The ultimate is Lily and Holden on As the World Turns, and if you because that really niece and is that uncle and niece.
Wait! Are you talking blood? Uncle and niece?
Yes. Okay. As the World Turns. Okay. So Lily's biological mom is Iris Snyder, who is Holden's sister. She was raped by Caleb, who was something, sorry, I forgot what it was, but I'm going to say husband or boyfriend, something like that, or brother, I forgot. But either way you look at it, Holden and Lily was related. They were uncle and niece.
Mm-hmm.
But Lily was adopted to Lucinda Walsh, and Lily didn't know. And yes, it's yeah. We'll talk about this on Monday.
Okay, we'll
Family
okay.
History 101 and so
yeah.
There you go.
I posted a link and
I found
a link, an article that was
and it's in 2011.
And the link I gave actually popped up onto the 2011 one. But there is one for 2007 too on the same site.
I'm glad you posted. I can't find it, but it's still showing up 2011. But the article itself says 2007. Instead of 11.
No, they are two different articles.
Okay, that's
somebody said that Farrah doesn't like Kelly.
What?
Kelly
from
doesn't
the,
like
her. Tawana Barnes from the hype they are doing. Farrah doesn't like Kelly.
Farrah doesn't like
Sarah. Who?
Yeah, Sarah
Fast.
Oh, really?
She said, said from the hype they're doing, Farrah doesn't like Kelly.
They had a disagreement. Yep.
I
don't know if they
hate
each other.
They're on Twitter together. They're buddies on Twitter. Figure that one out.
Okay. But no, it said 2011, and, you know, you know, I mean, but for them to, like, lie and say, oh, it's, you know, she got sick and it's a DUI, come on, you guys, stop covering. You know, I wonder if she's going to have the same judge that Redmond O'Neill is having. I feel sorry for Redmond O'Neill in a way. I mean, he lost his mom and, you know, he got to drugs. And his father is not perfect. And so I was just watching that tonight. And, but wasn't, at one point, wasn't Kristen Stone and Farrah Fast, well, when are they going to do a reality show like a couple of years back? Does anyone remember that?
I don't know about that, but I want to know what made them go from being best friends to being best frenemies.
Mm-hmm. I can. Oh well. Terry, what did you think about it? Terry.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm doing my laundry. Hey. I'm here doing my laundry. I don't know. I have no clue why.
And you know, May was just so cute and always close on Days of Her Life. And I remember an article when they were best friends saying if we ever got to work with Steve Burton or Sonny, because they watched General Hospital when they were in the makeup room every day over Days of Her Life, if they ever got in a scene with Sonny or Jason, you know, that would be their dream. If they ever go on the new hospital, look at it. Kristen really has got her dream, you know, working with both Steve and Sonny. I mean, she works more with Jason than she does Sonny, but, you know, I mean, I don't know what you think about this reality show or not. I mean, I'm torn because Rex is in it, and Rex is cute, and I love Rex. So, crap.
Well, see, as much as I love Farrah and Kirsten and stuff, I really don't care about reality TV in general. So, easy choice for me. And also because you know who's on it.
I thought he was supposed to be coming to play Dylan.
No, that was a rumor, but I hope he doesn't.
I hope he does.
Not because I don't want Dylan back. I do want Dylan back just because Scott is my Dylan. And
well, I know, but
my Dylan.
Yeah,
the reason
I prefer Scott coming back.
Well, the only reason why I won.
And if Dylan comes back, I really need Georgie back.
The only reason why you
need her back. But if Dylan comes back, I really need her back.
Okay, Terry knows why I would be okay with Zon Paul Zavote playing Dylan, because, you guys, I have Spinarian Theas, I have Rex on One Life of Live. If they give me both lyrics, you guys, on the same soul, I would be in seventh heaven. You know, and if you guys are all opposed to having Zon Paul play, you know, Dylan, he could come as, you know, Lucas. No, Lucas was gay.
He can play anybody he wants, just not my Dylan.
Hey, what happened to the storyline that, okay, Bobby, they adopted Lucas, right?
Yes, they did.
And his father was actually a mobster that actually was one of Sonny's enemies. Okay, whatever happened to that storyline?
It got dropped. It got dropped like a bowl of spaghetti. I don't know. I'm just trying to be funny.
Are you talking about Frank Smith, or is it a different Smith? It's not a Smith at all. Never mind.
No, it wasn't Frank Smith.
No, it wasn't. Oh my God, it wasn't. Okay, if anyone remembers, please call in.
Okay, I'm looking up right now.
1-347-850-8721, because all of us, it's Friday night, and we are having memory problems. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was looking at all of my children's books. I'm sorry. What's the question?
Night. Oh, is it worth buying?
Yeah, and it was fine. Candace.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was fine. April asked you about it. Actually,
yeah,
I was going to ask.
I'm not buying it.
It was about Lucas's father.
Julian Jerome.
Man. There you go.
Julian Jerome, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thought Paul was his father, Dylan's father. Paul Eckert,
Satterfield. Paul Satterfield was the actor.
Yeah.
Yes, because I love Paul Satterfield.
Wait, are you talking about Dylan now or Lucas?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It was Dylan.
Dylan.
That's Paul Hornsby.
Dylan.
I thought you were talking about Lucas.
Yeah, Paul Hornsby, yep.
Oh, and Lucas
was.
Talking
about Lucas. I was confused over here.
Okay.
I don't remember. I wasn't watching when Lucas appeared. I don't think so.
I remember
Lucas was adopted. Was Tony
Julian
Lucas
and
actually father? Was
Tony adopted him?
Julian Jerome and Cheryl Stansbury.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I really feel dumb because I've always thought Bobby was his real mom. Okay, now
I did
really
too.
Okay, good. I mean,
I depend on the who's who a lot, so it's great, usually. But the history isn't always updated.
You know, just like on Days of Our Life, you know, Brady should not be older than Melody, if you really want to think about it. I mean, the thing of how many the people that they aged and they should not be as old as they are.
Like EJ, who should not be older than Will?
Thank you, April.
Cameron should be actually older. Cameron should be older. I'm just saying older than Morgan. If we're gonna play it every Cameron going first before Morgan. And wasn't Molly born around?
No. Cameron should
Morgan.
Be younger than Morgan.
Morgan should be.
I was going to say Molly is younger than Morgan, isn't she?
Yeah,
wait,
but Morgan should be a year
Morgan
should be a year older than Cam.
I thought Morgan was born.
Or around the same age.
Morgan was born a couple of years ago.
Molly was born in
2005. Okay, 5 years ago, he should be six.
Mm-hmm.
He should be.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate was born, 2004, 2005, right? Because
Andrew
died.
Molly was born in the train crash of 2005, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
And
more
than
that,
I agree. I think Cam was born sometime in 2004, but we don't know when.
Yeah, because Jackie said maternity leave, and she came back because that's when Rick and Alexa was hooking up around that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm still waiting for Cameron to go outside and come back as a 16-year-old and burn down something. I'm waiting for it. I know he already did something to the house before, but I want Cameron to be the new badass of Port Charles. Take that.
I would love
that.
Down Sam's house?
Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you burn down Sam's house with her in it?
No,
I don't want him to be a killer. I'm kidding.
Okay, what? April, I love you just for saying that. I love you just for saying that because, let my little boy start fires. And while he's starting sand fire, I need him to go over to Dante's house and start a big-ass fire. That would make me happy. And then when, he has a little more time, just go over to Lucky's house and start another fire.
I prefer the haunted star to go up.
I told you what happened, Carly. There's going to be a serial killer episode, okay? It's going to go through, it can't go through Pine Valley anymore. But Lambert is still in the game. It can go through Lambert all the way to Port Charles, right? And then everybody goes up to ELQ, top of that, right? And then you see a black glove just pushing people left and right. And then you reveal, and it's all of us. All the fans who've been pissed off the last 2 years.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Cool.
That would... Yeah. Just like everyone we've ever hated, everyone that we never really liked.
Like me with Lulu.
What about the people that we love? Can a serial killer bring back those people?
Yeah, that should be
David Hayward brought everybody back. Everybody's living underground.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's an
I was going to end the show on my term, so I'm so behind. You mean Leo's alive for real?
No. Do not listen to Candace. See, this is making everyone very hopeful by now, and but I am saying a baby is alive. I'm not saying she is, but a baby's alive. That's one little sick puppy, David, to do that, or Crystal, to think your own daughter died but really didn't. That to me is like a little sick. I'm sorry.
What is everybody watching Leo soon?
I would be a little excited if Babe is alive. I'll feel my closure. I have to get my couple before all my children end. Everybody's talking about Kendall and Zach and stuff like that. I just want my babe and JR.
At least I got my Jamanda, but I didn't get all my other
too.
Couple.
I like
you know what? I'm so mad over that, too. I wanted JR to be endgame with Annie. To be honest,
Annie.
I wanted...
Yeah, they were good scouts, too.
I like them. You know, but I swear to God, if I fuck... With Jake and Amanda.
I'm so upset about JR and Annie not being in game.
I know,
I
me too.
Know.
Gonna happen,
I,
but
I love JR and Annie. I loved them.
I loved Ryan and Annie like crazy, and I loved JR and Babe like crazy, but when I saw JR and Annie were it for me. Did you see David's face today?
I haven't seen it today. Anyone?
I did. David.
No, I haven't seen
David's
it today.
Face. Oh, man, you'll love it.
It was a good episode today, guys.
Yes.
David's face? Did you say David's face?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it today, but...
Oh, my God, it will make you cry.
Yeah, I'm one of the
last
people in the world who actually likes David, so...
I cried 5 minutes to have you cry.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Really?
Oh, wait, did they bring back Lily already?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
No, I haven't seen a Lily yet.
No, okay.
No, I'm
Lily.
I love
Lily.
I love Lovin. Lovin is awesome.
You okay? You know who I would love to bring back? my back just for a little moment, but he's on Rosary and I, so I can look at him on there. But for the life of me, I cannot remember his name, but he's Kendu's half-brother.
Josh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Erica's son.
Yes.
Yeah, Josh, the not-abortion, I guess you could say.
Edgefield, Colin Edgefield, I think is what it is.
Yep. I want to see him one more time. I want to see him because he was cute. And also, it would be really...
I wish they'd bring back Aiden for at least a day. I loved Aiden.
You know what? I was thinking about that, too. I mean, you know, I mean, I used to love the Ryan Aiden Chad friendship. That was kind of cool. And I'm thinking... You know, I'm thinking, bring Aiden back. Aiden needs to come back. We need to have a closer couple.
He can always go to Joe Hospital and see his cousin Robin.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I'm only saying yes, 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 because my number one crossover couple, at least to make a certain somebody jealous, if only that.
Aiden and David.
So...
What's everybody think of the new Kate?
I haven't seen it.
I have not watched the new Kate, but I hear really bad things about her.
Okay, I think she's a great actor.
Her acting needs to improve.
Too young.
Her acting needs to improve.
I like the new Kate. I just think that she looks a little younger than what Kate grew up.
I totally agree.
But she has the right attitude, and she's a great actress. For the role, I just wish she looked a little older.
Yeah, when she was playing opposite of Olivia, because I watched yesterday's episode, it was like, you're thinking that she should be Olivia's daughter.
You know, again, you know what? Why in the fuck did they do that to Megan Mode? I'm sorry, but I love Megan Mode as Kate.
Yeah, Megan Ward is awesome. She's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
if they couldn't bring Megan back, why did they even bother bringing her back?
Because
probably
I love...
to piss us off more. They love pissing us off.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
I loved Coleman and Kate.
Funny. I know you don't love Jax, but I really loved Jax and Kate.
He's already got a baby.
Well, Jax and Cade would have been okay just as long as he stayed out of my good college life.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
See, I love Jax. I always have. I love Jax. I love Sunny. I love them both, but I never loved any Jax couple the way I love, like, every Sunny couple.
Well, I've never been a Jax fan. I've been, like, a Jax... If you take Brennan away, that would help. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Kind of a person,
you don't
but
like Brenda?
When he...
Mm-hmm.
I like Brenda, but you know what?
Oh.
What made me mad was, you know, Brenda in the end went on Zach's side. You know, told him that's what she did. So high and mighty. And, you know, I felt like, you know what? Brenda did for Sunny's hand in the whole thing, if Brenda would have just lied and said what she was supposed to say, I didn't think Sunny would have got that angry and went after
Well, they did
Jack.
That because Vanessa was leaving. I mean, they don't know how to send off a character without ruining them, killing them, or making them crazy.
Is that well, I know, but this, you know, for me, the day that Zach, you know, begged Sunny and Jason to let Poe Zeri lived with the day that I'm like, oh, my Jax, he killed Aaron, he held up everyone, he held up your wife, he held up your friend Robin, but you're going to let Zeri live because he's your brother, but he, you know, is a rock job, and you had two people that would take him out in the woods and sue them or beat him up and kill him, and you did not take that because, oh, he's your brother. Okay, you know,
I see your point.
Yeah, I
see,
mean,
my
it's
Fab
whole...
Four, my Fab Four has always been Alexis, Chloe, Jackson, Ned, and I cannot let that go, even though it's
I love that. You know, I wasn't thinking for like a, you know, the mayor's thing. I love that storyline. So,
I miss Chloe.
I know. I cry when. You know, but remember back then, you guys, that script got altered a lot because of 9/11. I don't know if people remember that, but something was going to blow up or something with Chloe in it or around Chloe.
Ooh,
something was going
to
blow up, but they had to alter that because of, you know, 9/11 came and they really had to rewrite it really fast. But I'm sorry, I still thought it was kind of how Stefan killed Chloe.
Stavros killed Chloe.
Oh, Stavros, sorry. Okay, Stavros. Yeah,
I miss Stavros. I don't know why. I guess I'm just walking around shirtless, you know.
I agree, but,
yeah.
You know,
I'm a huge Stefan and Chloe fan. I don't think I'd be a fan if he killed her. No, he did not kill her. His brother did.
Which is
one of the reasons, and one of the biggest reasons, I cannot stand Stavros. I'm glad he died.
Yeah, I wasn't wasting any tears on Stavros either. I'm like, oh, yeah, boo, he died. No, yay. But the way he died, I thought was kind of cool. And, you know, but the death that I think haunted me the most of all the soaps is when Leo died. I was not okay. I felt like Green Man. I felt like
Leo.
You know,
oh my
he was holding
the log, okay, he did not die. He clung to the log. We totally saw him cling to that log.
I know we did, but it was only Greenlee dream that, you know, that's
only her dream.
You know, I kind of threw some stuff at the TV that day because I wanted Leo to be alive. I was kind of mad. But I'm going to forgive you, AMC, but let me tell you this, AMC. If you make me cry all of Friday up to so next week, and I have to do this so next week, and I'm still in tears, and if my eyes are really puffy, AMC, you know, bad people. Because what I'm hearing is there's going to be a lot of cliffhangers and,
Of going online. Oh, great.
Yeah. They're finally talking to the actors of AMC.
And a lot of them are leaving, though, so I hope they at least tie up the ends for those people, like JR.
Yeah.
I'm going over to Bold and Beautiful again.
I do, too. Yeah.
And you know why else I want to know? This online thing might be great, but this online thing is not good for the older generation. You know, most older people do not know how to use the internet. They think they're going to break the internet if they use it, Grandma.
But Prospect is shopping for a TV venue.
Well, they need to. Because
Did that get turned down?
I don't know.
I don't think we've really heard anything about the whole TV thing. I think they're still, like, shopping it around and still trying to shape what characters they want to bring on and how they're going to kind of do the show.
Well, I know Susan Lucci is not coming
on. Well, I do know
on.
My top girls will
right,
be on there.
Exactly.
Alicia Minshew is not coming back. Alicia Minshew, she said that she's
Wait. I thought that Susan Lucci was an LC Nodigan.
No, she turned down their offer.
No, she's now in negotiations. I heard like maybe yesterday she was in negotiations, that she was still thinking about it.
My sister read or heard someplace, because she's a big Susan Lucci fan, she read someplace that Susan
went in there and she says, I want to work half the time I'm working. I want to have this off. And I forgot what not it was. And she wants a bigger salary. And they said no. And she said, fine, we're done.
You'll see. Now, if
wait, who did?
Alisa?
No.
No, Susan Lucy.
Susan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But Alicia Mishu, she said, and the HollywoodReporter.com reported it, saying that she is ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, she's going, I think, into, she was looking at primetime.
Mm-hmm. My top favorites aren't going to be on there. Because Amanda, she's on, Chriselle's on something else. And, of course, Annie's already on.
Okay, how are you wrong? The Oracle is published Tuesday, September 11. There's two of them. That says 07 and one says 2011.
Well, I cannot find anywhere where it says 2011. So
I know.
Fine.
It's weird.
I do not want her to be railroaded. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah, you don't want like people bashing her for DUI or something.
What?
Is that what you're saying? You don't want people to bash her because of it or something?
Well, I don't want to go and have people accusing her and saying that she got what she deserved whenever we really don't know the whole story.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Kirsten. I hope she comes back for whatever reason she's out. You know, more power.
Oh yeah,
to
I
her.
Love her. I met her this past summer. I love her.
Yeah.
Mhm.
She's so sweet and bubbly.
I posted. If anybody likes Layson fanfics, I posted a link of a great. It's alternative universe history, alternative history of Jason and Liz, and it's hysterical.
Okay. Terry.
What's it called?
It's called, I posted the link on the message boards.
Okay, so basically fanfiction is like my fix for them, so.
Yes, mine.
There's a new fanfic for later on Road to Nowhere. What is it called?
Layson Road to Nowhere. It's yuku.com. And that the story is called It's Not Rocket Science. And it's about, Liz is a biologist for birds. And Jason has converted to legit. And it's hysterical.
Is it complete or is it in progress?
No, it is. It just was completed recently, and I just found it recently. I haven't been on the site for a while.
Because I make few exceptions for work in progress, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, if you can see the message board for us, I put the link there. But you'll have
I'm on it right now.
You'll have
to find the first chapter.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's like chapter 1 through 21 is all in one section, and then you have to go find the later chapters. I think it goes to 43 or something.
Okay, well, girls, it's been great chatting with you guys. So I have work in the morning, so let me go ahead and sign off.
Okay.
Oh, no,
take care.
Bye.
I'm going to have my room on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific, if you guys want to come on over.
Where? What?
The rant room.
The rant room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one with Ruby?
No, it's me.
Rant room.
Mm-hmm.
I got to write it down.
All right.
And when is it?
Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, thank you. I am a Eastern person, so.
Yeah, I am too, so.
But you're going to be on Blog Talk Radio, or?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, I will send you a link.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I won't be on the other Tuesday. I have plans.
I might be.
Oh, well,
I will.
Probably, I think Terry is going to be.
I will
on
be able to. I think because I just got my schedule. So yeah. I don't know how often that's going to be the same. I'm going to just the same days off, but I'm enjoying them while I can, especially the Fridays off. So.
I know. I'm happy. I'm happy she has Friday nights. What was I?
And as we're speaking, I'm actually was literally falling asleep.
It's not leftovers?
Hmm.
Okay, so we. Still on, and remember, you guys. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You just left.
You know, we could become the Waltons of Blog Talk Radio when someone.
I'm actually tired. I'm about to say bye too in a minute. I'm literally was falling asleep while you guys were talking.
Wow.
Thank you. I don't know how.
I got this job, this other job. Technically, I work like 7 days a week. You know, with my two jobs.
Oh, I know you do.
And,
I
used to be able to stay up to like 3 a.m.
Wait, no, you guys. She can stay up to 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And...
Now, because I usually call Carly at midnight, and I fell asleep at like 10:30, and I said I'll try to call you. If I don't call you. Something's either I'm asleep or whatever, and so
okay,
I didn't call her.
Wait till you get my age.
Huh?
Wait till you get my age.
Oh, come on, you're young.
I am young, but I've been watching soaps.
Now I know when my mom used to say growing up, I'm resting my eyes. Now
I know
my
mom did too.
I'm on the phone
with Carly and my mom talking about the show.
Okay, I'm going to rest my eyes, so if you don't hear from me, I'm resting my eyes.
Okay.
Resting her eyes, people.
No.
Candace,
thank you.
Oh, cool. I am looking forward to our Monday show about Guiding Light and Add the Virtues and AMC. I mean, we have to...
Also, we're having, is it like a special show about the
yeah.
Okay, so if you didn't watch Guiding Light, you can talk about All My Children, right?
Exactly, yeah.
When is Guiding Light come back on? I wish Guiding Light would come back on. I really do.
You know what made me think? And I'm not saying this would be funny or... Don't send me hey mail, you people. Okay, Guiding Light. Okay, Kim Zimmel came on Guiding Light.
Right.
The guy that used to play Ross, too. Kelly, didn't.
He's playing
I was thinking,
Clint now.
I
no,
was
he's
thinking.
All My Children, which is canceled now, but there are a lot of them, too.
But no, what I was thinking was, oh, my God, they came over and brought the curse of canceling the soaps with them because, I don't mean funny, please don't take me serious.
Hey, we'll be back to you. It's just weird. It launched so many careers. People went on to other soaps. And, you know, One Life to Live got most of them, so it was Guiding Light Junior. That's what I kept calling it.
What's really weird is that Daniel Cosgrove was on Beverly Hills 90210, and then it got canceled a few years later.
Oh, my God.
And then he was on Guiding Light, and it got canceled, and then he was on My Children, and then that got canceled.
I know.
He said fun about that in the interview. Oh, no, wait. He was in Dirty
Money. Jinxing the show. He's jinxing
them. Oh, my God.
No, she no. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, Daniel Cosgrove is unfortunately a jinxer, which is unfortunate because I like him.
He's going to go in General Hospital, and that will be, you know.
Okay, you know what, Miss Co-host? You know, no. You
maybe
have the thing about...
And that will be
Charles, okay,
I,
you know what, you have the thing you could sing. No, Terry could sing, you guys, because he told me all five, like when Jonathan Jackson left and then came back, she always had this feeling that he would come back.
That he would come back, but I didn't think
and,
he was going to sacrifice for somebody else's job, though. But
yeah, and then
know.
And then yeah. Said that wasn't bad enough. She always had a feeling about her house could come back. Look at that.
I did. Okay.
I heard Lucky. I heard that Lucky was on his way out until Jonathan Jackson agreed to come back. I heard that Lucky was on his way out.
Really?
Oh, really? Really?
I heard that, oh, no, my mind went blank, who was playing before.
Greg?
He didn't like
Greg
the way Ron. The storyline was going. Yeah, Greg.
Well,
he didn't like the way the storyline
well.
Was going.
Really?
He didn't. He even said that. He said that a couple
Greg
of times.
Yourself?
I saw the Christopher. No,
he said he did not
like the storyline. He didn't like the storyline because that is completely, if Lucky and Elizabeth and their great love, whatever, and Elizabeth was sneaking behind his back, he wouldn't have acted the way that they had him acting before Johnson took over.
There are rumors that they say they is leaving. I mean... There's been that rumor.
Yeah, there's always rumors about that, so I don't know whether to believe them or not.
I
do know that I miss Greg a lot. When is his show coming on? I'm going to see it.
Which one?
Oh, it did come on?
Yeah, it's on ABC Family, right, Till?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
what's it called? I have to find it online.
Which
I,
one?
What are you talking about? Well, I know it's on ABC Family, but I don't even know what night it's on. I caught
when,
like two clips
which,
of it.
Monday?
What show?
Is that it?
Which show are you
the one that you were watching with
Heather
Christopher.
The Lion Game, that's on
isn't
Monday.
The Lion Game on, isn't the
oh,
Lion
the
Game on ABC Family?
Yeah, the
yeah,
Lion
yeah.
Game
is
on ABC Family.
Okay, so the brothers are on ABC Family.
The brothers?
Nicholas and Lucky, they're on ABC
yeah.
Family.
ABC Family, yeah. Well, isn't Greg's show coming on ABC, just regular ABC, or is it on ABC Family? Greg's show. Greg Vaughn's show.
Oh, Greg,
I have no idea.
I
have no idea what it's called.
I
know
he's got one online.
I thought it was called Southern Bells or something.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Southern Bells,
yeah.
But I don't think that's his show.
It was,
is it?
Wait a minute, or is it Good Christian Bitches? I'm sorry.
My gosh.
Oh, he's on Good Christian Bitches?
That's what the name
but
of the
if
show.
If he's on Good
people.
Christian Bitches, then I can't
no
watch
kidding.
Him because I'm not interested in that show.
I've never heard
I
of that
show. I never heard of that
yeah.
one. It's
one of the ones that they can't think of anything, so they just put on a name and then have a show.
Mm-hmm. Silo, are you getting off the phone with us?
Yeah. My battery's gonna die on this house phone, so
I know.
I'm gonna listen.
I'm
gonna listen to you guys, okay? So I'll still be chatting once in a bit.
Oh, cool. Antonio, you gonna go or what?
Well, my battery on my cell phone is dying. It's low battery, so
okay.
I am a bit tired, so I probably.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, call me later.
Okay. All right.
Night.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Night.
Bye.
April. Candace, still on?
Yep.
Good. No, Candace. I am looking forward to the Monday show, and you know, Friday night. Friday night we are gonna have Kevin Hennessy. Well, yes. And
yes.
So.
And when did you say that Chriselle's coming back?
The Monday the 26th.
Oh, the 26th?
Yeah, like the day that, the day that we, you know, the first day without AMC. I'm not trying to make people cry, but that's the 26th. So, yeah.
Okay.
And so, April, I know you want to talk to her. So, like,
oh,
I know
yeah,
you
are. I love her, obviously.
Yeah, I
know that,
and
I met her in July. I love her more now.
Well, I know, but you know, I'm control of the FISPO, so all my usable ones, of course, is going to be able to talk to. I'm going to do that one at a time and give people like 3 or 4 minutes. It's the best, since April is always helping me out with my layouts and everything. Maybe I will give her 5 because I know how much she loves Amanda.
You don't have to give me 5. I just want to say it was nice meeting her at karaoke, and I wish she hadn't been so sick.
She
could only go to karaoke because of her throat. No, because like she had something wrong with her throat or something, and she needed surgery for it, and it made her sick or something, so she couldn't go to the main event.
Okay, so is Candace, me, Christy, and April's all up in, and Kathy.
Yes, I'm here. I'm looking all over the web, so I'm
Okay, someone had a wedding tonight or whatever. I don't remember who it was, but I thought it was Kathy, but no, you're here. But
yeah.
Someone usually calls in. There's another Kathy, maybe, but...
She didn't call in.
Yeah, because I see the wedding, and I'm like, go in the bathroom and, like, sneak a phone and talk to us. But since I guess
I
it was a lot...
I really can't believe you told her that, because I remember you saying that on the show like a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week or something. You said, yeah, might as well, you know, get a chance, sneak in the bathroom, and call.
Yeah, I mean, because, come on, Ellie calls us in from her bathtub. I have called Christy, so, from the casino, and Christy knows
yeah,
I've done
that.
From
the emergency room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. What? Yes.
Oh, wow. I was laying in the hospital bed and I called in. I was like, okay.
Dedication,
Carly. That's dedication. I think I should get a plaque. The caller who called from the emergency room.
Yeah, that is crazy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, are you okay, Samantha?
Was it you or was it someone else? Were you in the ER, or were you there for someone else?
I was in the emergency room. I had an allergic reaction, and it was also weird because I was also having an anxiety attack. Like, right after I got off the phone, I started having an anxiety attack along with my allergic reaction. So I'm like talking, and you know you're not supposed to have the phone in the emergency room? And I'm like,
yes.
Still talking. I'm like, and I'm looking around. They told me to move to the room. So they put me in the room and everything. And the music was on. And Carly was talking about, I think she was talking about the whole Jake scenario about his death and, you know, pretty soon, you know, at the end of
yeah.
the year. So at the
okay.
same time that's going on and I'm being put on hold, I was on hold waiting to get on. They stuck me with the needle. They stuck
oh.
me, you know, they took me off. And they was like,
yes.
who are you talking to? And I'm like, I'm talking to family. Like, I'm like, okay, that sounds like really deep, but I'm like, okay, and they're
no.
like, no, there was no family.
Yes.
So it was so funny. I think I could be a word for that. There needs to be a blog talk daytime after dark award show.
Exactly. And you know what? Yes, I think so too. And I think I need to win an Emmy for something, please. Because Laura White, we won her Emmy. I should be getting my Emmy. And, you know, when Laura got her Emmy, People were texting me. I was at my brother's for a family dinner, my birthday and my mom's birthday, because my mom and I are a week apart, and my text was going off, and everyone was looking at me, and like, what's going on? Like, after I was reading it from Christy, Allie, Terry, everyone, that little boy got her Emmy, I was getting up on my brother's couch. That's how excited I was. But I have little nieces and nephews, and if I still jump on the couch, then they would jump on the couch and probably get hurt. So, yeah. Oh, and my little niece was going to call in tonight, but maybe they got busy. But no, she thinks it's cool, though. I have a radio show. So I'm like, yeah. And my mom goes, the only thing my mom said about it goes, yeah, when Sophie comes on, just clean up you guys' language a little. And I'm like, Mom, we know. And because one night my nephew was listening, oh, God, this is bad. And I was going off on Sam, like full throttle going off, calling her a slut, calling her every name in the book. I mentioned a blowjob. Yeah. Yeah,
well, yeah. I don't watch Sam scenes as it is. I'm not going to watch her marry somebody who isn't Greg's lucky.
Well, yeah, and so my nephew. Yeah, my nephew, who's full, goes up to my mom and goes, what is a slut? I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, and my mom's like, Holly, okay, yeah. I'm like, Mom, I didn't know they were listening. And like, well, they think you're funny on the show. And I'm like, I am funny on the show. But Candace, I still can't believe you called in the hospital room. Did they make you stay in the hospital? Because nowadays, they do. They don't let people stay like overnight hardly anymore. And
no.
No. Well,
yeah.
See, that's the funny part.
Probably because they don't have enough room, or the money, or both, or something.
I don't know what the reason was, but I do know my aunt kept cracking up because she heard me kept talking about like General Hospital, and she was like, okay, my niece, and she told the doctor this, my niece is breaking out into like hives now. And she's going to be on the phone for a little bit longer because she has some issues that she needs to work out. And then I was like, doctor's like, okay, this may hurt. And I'm like, okay. And that's when it was funny because it's funny to me that I actually did it. Like, I can laugh about it, but my aunt is like seriously thinking, really, you could have just hung up the phone and could have called back in. I was like, you don't understand. It was Carly. You don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, she's so, she's important people. Like, she's family. So, Carly, you guys, everybody, y'all are my family. So, for future reference, yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah. What was I? No, because I got
some
weeks ago.
Sometimes fans make the best family. Sometimes.
Is that, yeah.
They're not fighting with each other.
A couple of weeks ago, my grandma.
Families do fight.
When they let me back in. Oh, Silo, I feel so sorry for Silo, but she cannot go on the ABC message board anymore. She's banned. Where, Silo, you? Oh,
what
not
happened?
The only one. Silo, call back in. Exactly. I don't like Sam, and I called her all sorts of bad things, and I'm still banned from the ABC message board. Well,
the ABC message board loves Sam. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah. Well, I did this really,
and
really, really.
And Jay Sam.
Yeah, I did this really bad, though. I said, you know, who's the worst character in daytime? And I said, Sam. And I said number one, number two, number three. And then I call that crazy Alexa Sam fan who is always on ABC message boards who thinks that, you know, she must talk to Kelly Monaco daily or something because that's how she acts. You know, I just called her out too. And then 10 minutes after I did that, I was banned from ABC message board. I'm banned from the Canvas. I don't know what I did with the Canvas people. I was nice. I just were, I love Laidlaw. Laidlaw rocks or whatever. And I got banned. I got banned from the Canvas. Has anyone else got banned from the Canvas here?
No.
No, but
I'm not really
on
the board
that
often, though.
Huh.
I was banned from the Nicholas and Emily board.
For which one?
I don't care. For Nicholas and Emily.
Oh, why'd you get banned from that?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, as y'all know, I'm very vocal. I think I've demonstrated that.
And, yes, you are.
Yeah. My thing is, okay, I loved Xander and Emily. Like, I
Me
thought it was a good time. With Amber, of course, and then with Natalia, she grew into the role. Okay, got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Nicholas and
Amber,
Emily,
definitely.
For me, like, Nicholas and Emily worked great as friends. I mean, it was cute. She had a crush on him. He was a prince, you know, stuff like that. Like, I could see that. But to me, it was like they pushed Nicholas and Emily together and just kind of dumped on every Xander and Emily fan. You know,
you see, for me, I was.
Do you think they pushed him together because they were trying to find Nick somebody to be paired with at the time to keep him on the show?
I mean, I think at the time, like, they really didn't know what to do. Between the years of 99 up into 2004, they did not know who to pair Nick up with. Because if you
right.
Recall,
yeah,
because
they
right
had an idea.
Because remember, they did start with Elizabeth first.
Mm-hmm.
If you
yeah,
remember,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
The lucky that. Then they went
yes.
on to who? Gia, which was a good
yeah.
pair. I thought that was a good couple. Then they had
and Leah
and Summer.
No, no. Nick was not with Summer. No.
No.
I just have to point that out because I love Lucky and Summer to this day. So I just have to point that out.
No, I didn't like Lucky and Summer.
I love Lucky and
Summer. Summer could have worked with Nicholas. In my opinion, that's why I thought, you know, for a minute, I thought they had a one-night stand. Anyway, but they could
well,
not
it
would have
been interesting. I mean,
for...
I did love her. I do love her, actually.
Right, yeah.
Still.
So to me, it was like the only way they could have Nicholas to stay on the show is to pair him up with Emily.
Because she's the quarterback.
Right, and not only that, so it can go along with the legend. You had a Spencer and a Weber. And the Quartermain and the Cassinine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the major family on the four major families on the show. So I didn't like the whole setup, especially with Ellie's breast cancer storyline, which I thought was great until they did that.
Yeah.
And I made myself very vocal about that because I was like, how dare they, da 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 da. You know, coastal words were added in. And I said, nothing personal to the actors, but I think this is, you know, bleep, like, you know.
Ooh,
so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was a huge Nicholas and Emily fan, and I really didn't care one way or the other about Xander and Emily, but I think it was sometime last year, I got stuck on YouTube, and this was after I could not stand Nicholas and Emily. They were getting on my nerves so much because even though she's dead, they always bring her up with Nick. So, yeah, I got stuck on YouTube,
I just watched nonstop
Xander
and
Emily videos, and now I love them.
You know what? The Corny and Nicholas thing, I could stand. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but I was okay with Corny and Nicholas.
No.
If that wasn't that bad a combination, it was kind of
like,
it was just that I hated Courtney with everybody, so.
I think Courtney
and Lucky would have been interesting, though. I do have to say that. But other than that, I hated her with everybody.
I liked Courtney, and the thing is,
what made Courtney interesting, okay, she came in, did not realize Sonny was her brother. Okay?
Yeah.
And she had a totally different lifestyle, and once they found out they were brother and sister, it's kind of like she got sucked into it, and she was trying so hard not to be into it.
Yes.
And it's like, so when she went with the Cassadine, it was kind of like, it was
like
getting away from it as far as possible type thing, because he could protect her because he had enough money and stuff to keep her out of that. And it was kind of like, it probably wouldn't have lasted at some point, you know, it probably would have ended and stuff, but it was like, it was totally opposite. And the thing is, Sonny has a nephew that he has no contact with.
Oh, you know what? Say that. I was just going to say that, too.
Poor child. Poor Charles. I love him.
You know why? And you know why? What is funny? And, Brandy in the room. Oh, we saw Amanda Barrington from PC. Allison from PC would have been perfect, but I was thinking today, I'm thinking, you know how sometimes they put Molly and Morgan in the same storyline, and that they are friends, and then they also cousins? I keep having to remember that in my head, because one day I'm like,
because it seems like Morgan and Molly have feelings for each other, and then you're like, they're related.
Okay, see.
But who knows what's going on when they're not acting.
That's true, They are
you know what?
That's true.
But the person that played Molly is going to come back on here, going to try and come back before the end of the year, I guess. So... You know,
she was on this week. The girl that plays Molly was on this week, I know.
Yeah, well, Kath,
well,
she was
sweet,
on the show before.
Unfortunately, she's, she's a huge Jay Sam fan, but she is very sweet.
Well, I'm excited to see more of Ethan and Christina. I'm sorry, I know some people don't like them, but I love them. To me, they are
but they're okay now. I don't really watch anything of General Hospital, actually. I need to catch up on Lizzie, even. I don't watch her most of the time.
I think Christina, the storyline they're working on with her, because she just came out of the surgery and stuff, which they're figuring that what caused all this, because now they found out she had the fractured spine when Matt went in to do the surgery, and they're putting this all back onto when Sonny put the car bomb off. No, because she was thrown, and if you remember, she threw so far and hit. And that was more concrete, where dirt and stuff, ground, that's going to give a little bit more if you land on the ground and stuff. But she hit in a concrete area. Okay?
Wow.
They're going that and stuff. And because I watched yesterday's episode online this afternoon, and it was like, Johnny comes in, and she wasn't awake at the time, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I've been trying to get the peace between our dads, and it's like, if I have to die keeping it, I will, because he wants it to end. He does not want the war going on. He is seriously trying to play.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, Johnny is a good guy. We are going to go off my feed into overtime, but make sure you guys tune in on Monday for the AMC Guardian Light at the Road Town. People have your Kleenexes, I guess. Remember, next week, too, you know, I can't believe I'm promoting this, too. The View will do an AMC thing. I hope Robert Walters is not on my day, so I don't have to throw up.
He isn't. Good morning, America is going to do something, too. Good morning, America. They already did something, but they're also going to do something next Friday.
Well, I just said the reason why I said that about Barbara Walters. When
Wait,
she
Good
said
Morning America,
you
said? Did you say GMA?
Huh?
Did you say Good Morning America?
Good Morning America. They did something this week with them, but they're going to do something next Friday, according
right,
to
right,
Good Morning America.
The
they're going to do something. Well,
yeah.
They said Cameron's going to be there at Michael E. Knight.
Okay.
So,
and I do know that Dominic, what is it, in one of those magazines, they said they're doing a tour. Some of them were doing a tour after.
Oh, yeah,
I
saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julia Barnes.
I don't remember, but Jacob Young was talking about it at his event. I remember that much. Oh, they're also doing, like, a video or something. He was talking about that. I don't remember what he was saying, but they're doing some kind of video for it, for for All My Children.
Yeah.
I really don't remember what he said.
You know what? I still can't believe next week at this time AMC will be done, and I never thought I would say this.
I know. That was the first soap opera I ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I remember the first scene I seen was Erica in the hospital looking for her mother for some reason, or Chuck. That I remember that, and I was like probably 8.
Well, I remember watching it when Cleo back when Sarah Michelle Gellar played Kendra Bass storyline. But I grew up in Oregon too, and they had AMC and Days of Our Life on at the same freaking time. So for me, I always, I'm like, okay, this was before the VCR was really good invented. You know, if TiVo was invented, you guys, back when I was in high school, I would have probably attended all days in high school. But since I had a crappy VCR, I had to, like, skip school a lot. And I'm not telling kids that it's okay to do that, but no, the day that Sunny and Brennan was supposedly got married, I skipped. The day the wire thing happened, I skipped. The day that Beasley died, I got out of school a half an hour early because it was in the teacher's room and everyone was crying. I'm like, what's wrong? Beasley died on General Hospital. I'm like, you know what, people, I'm not feeling good. I should go home and rest, so I skipped school for that. Okay, so I'm telling people, you know, the TiVo was the best invention under the earth because, you know, VCR, I mean, I have over 200 tapes of the VCR, and, you know, my VCR broke, so I have all these tapes, and I don't know what I'm ever going to do with them.
I've never had a TiVo or a DVR or any of that.
April, you need it. It's saying that you
like.
Well, we don't even have any channels anymore. Anyway, we had like we had the Christian and the Spanish and the commercial, and now we have the Spanish and the commercial, and that's it.
I would go okay.
So
yeah,
I watch on YouTube. Whatever I watch YouTube and demos because there's no other way for me to.
Mm.
And Christy Gray comes back when?
September 20th, Tuesday.
Okay, so all
what,
of you
when
Gray,
is she coming back?
Gray, the TV
I'm not sure
Gray.
If I'm going to have my Glee radio that day since I'm still working and I have, like, no internet pretty much.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
So.
When's Christy coming back on?
For Liaison Radio, it's probably going to be another couple weeks.
Okay, because
so.
I was going to say, I'm out of town next week, so if I call in next Friday, I'm going to be on the cell again, because I will not have internet. Well, I semi will, but it'll be on the phone and not that good.
Oh, where are you going next week?
I am going to Gays Mills, Wisconsin. I do a craft show down there every year from vending.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going down there and sell and hopefully get rid of a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's almost like the perfect weather to go. I mean, when it gets rainy and snowy here, which it probably will in November or December, I am not looking forward to November or December, you guys, only because if we get snow like we did in 2009 and 2008 it snowed here for 2 weeks, and Jason and Liz were breaking up, which I was refusing a ride. So I was stuck home all by myself going crazy. I wasn't being on the message board. I wasn't doing anything. But the day that someone told me Jason and Liz broke up was the day I'm like thinking, I need to have my own fucking show. This is wrong. Then there's a tragedy. And I finally got the ball rolling, and our 2-year anniversary of Daytime After Dark will be on the 20th. Well, I did my first show the 27th, but we are going to do it on the 26th, because that's when Amanda's coming on. And so that will be like our 2-year anniversary show. So if like any famous person is listening, and you want to call and say hi to me, like, I don't know, Lady Annabelle, Spinelli, Steve Burton, anyone, I would be very happy. And, you know, and I have so much shows to watch this weekend. I tell you guys, the TiVo is the best invention. But my TiVo is getting full because of summer shows ending and fall shows coming. So my TiVo is really full. But TiVo,
yeah, did you see Ringer?
I TiVo'd it. I need to see it. But from what everyone is saying, that is a really good show.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people saying it sucks, but I thought it was really great. I thought it was awesome.
Show?
And then Vampire Diaries last night. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't Sarah Michelle Gellar supposed to go on AMC for a little cameo?
Yeah, she's supposed to do something with something.
Actually,
if you go on YouTube, they got a sneak peek of Sarah on All of Our Children.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was there a sneak peek with Erica? Because that's going to be interesting if she faces Erica.
No, she has the scene. Well, okay.
Give
she has the scene. You want me to spoil it?
Yes.
All of it. Okay, if you don't want to hear what Sarah's playing, step away from your phone. I really can see you guys, but okay. We're off, right? But people still get... Okay. Anyway, so Sarah Michelle Gellar is in a wheelchair, and she comes to the hospital, and the great Maria Santos Gray, played by the fabulous Eva LaRue, is there. And she says something, and Sarah's character says, I know you, don't I? And it's a little, you know, comedy. And then the scene goes back to her and says, I'm Kendall.
Whoa.
Sarah's playing Kendall.
Whoa. Wow.
Holy shit.
She's playing Kendall. Mm-hmm. Now, I want y'all to really think about that, because wasn't there an Erica lookalike who, you know, took over Erica's identity? Yeah, this chick pretends to be Kendall.
That was Jane. That was Jane that just kept on doing that storyline.
Yeah, it was Jane.
Well, no. The recent storyline with Erica, where she had a twin, like, what?
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah,
that was Jane. Doppelganger.
Jane's daughter is Sarah Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remember the adopted daughter?
Okay, so Jane was so completely obsessed with Erica that she also named her daughter after Erica's daughter.
Wait, how can that be? Because
they didn't know that Jane never had sex, so she slept with David.
No, but, she had that adopted daughter that died, which is why Ben was working for her or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, by the way, don't you guys feel it was really weird this week not to have Oprah on for the first time in, like,
I don't want to talk about it.
It was an
emotional moment for me, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Like I said, I haven't watched since Green Leo, so I have a lot of catching up to do. I wanted to finish it on my terms, but all this stuff is making me want to watch it and finish it before it finishes.
It also comes back on TV next month anyway, so, Carly, I'm okay.
Wait. Why is he coming back on next?
Because she has her own network, and she's going to have a show called Oprah's Life Lessons. That's on 5 nights a week.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay, but, you know.
Okay.
I'm jumping up on the couch.
Show Chrishell is going to be on? Because I know she has some new show, but I can't remember the name.
Who is?
Chrishell, right?
I don't remember the, but we can ask her a week from Monday.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, is any of you guys going to watch Dancing with the Stars this season?
I am.
Okay.
Watch what?
Dancing with the Stars, you know.
I think I'm probably not going to watch, but I really hope JR wins. I love JR.
Now, are you saying that are you saying that because of all my children, or are you saying that because you're a fan of his and you really think he can dance?
Yes. Well, I didn't see him dance. No, actually, I kind of did, because he danced at karaoke, but I don't know if you could really call it dancing,
though. I saw the video on YouTube.
I actually met him, so I'm a bigger fan of him now.
Well, you guys, I made the worst mistake of Dancing with the Stars history when I voted for Kima, okay? Because she was on the soap, and I wasn't thinking, and I think someone hit me over the head for like 3 months, and I voted for her, and that was like my biggest regret of ever voting for Dancing with the Stars. So
did you vote for her?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Her?
I don't know
why.
Okay. I voted for Kelly, too. I voted for her, too. I'm not going to lie. I voted for her. I voted for Susan Lucci. All the people that I voted for either had, well, Kelly's the only one that really won. Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I voted for Susan Lucci. I voted for Donny Osmond, just to put that out there. I don't know why I'm putting that out there. But I feel really bad that I voted for Kima. I know, it was just like, what was I thinking?
She was a soap actress, and you felt that you needed to be voting for a soap actress.
Yeah, I haven't voted for anyone in a long time, but whenever I did vote, I'd vote for people who I thought deserved it. So maybe you thought deserved it.
But people remember when Sam had dancing lessons and she pretended she did not know how to dance. I was cracking up laughing. I'm like, you just won Dancing with the Stars, but yeah.
Yeah, I think she did something to her back again when she was doing it is why they would put that storyline. Because she had screwed up her back when doing Dancing with the Stars, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe it was like when Natalie Hall sang, and she was horrible as Colby, but apparently she has a beautiful voice, so I don't know why they did that.
Well, that was like Bradford Anderson when he was singing to Maxie there doing the voice was terrible when he was practicing and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's cringy, and he's actually got a really good voice.
Yes.
He does. I don't know why they do that, because they did that with Chrishell, too.
But I think they're trying to show that they are kind of, and they fake it, these guys, they fake it kind of. And then when you have them get in the spotlight, all of a sudden, oh, wow, it's like, oh, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, what just happened? This is big transformation, you know? It's like.
You know who I love voice? I love Scott Reeves' voice.
I have not heard Scott Reeves' voice.
I've never seen them live, but I've got the CD, and I'm like, I love him when he sings Hallelujah. I'm like, I want to cry.
Oh, yeah. That was the song that he sang when the bus was crossing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, then I have heard him sing. I forgot about that.
You know what, when the bus crossed happened, I'm like thinking in my little head, you know, if you make Sam go out in the, like, you know,
the
where the bus crossed.
Yeah, there. I was really worried about Cam and Maxie. Those were the two main ones I was worried about, Cam and Maxie.
I was worried about Christina because I love Christina.
I was worried about Molly because I loved her.
I was worried about Michael because he's called Leafland, so of course I'm going to worry about him. But the way that crash happened, I'm thinking, you know, if that happened in real life, people would be like dead on the spot. I would run my best.
Well, I mean, even when they have a car accident around here, because around here we get a lot of different times. You get a lot of accidents in the winter because there's a lot of snow on the roads and stuff. And they've had quite a few bus accidents with the school buses. And it's like cause somebody doesn't stop or you can't stop because you're sliding with the ice and they rear end them and stuff. And they've had them go off in the ditches and whatnot. And you wind up with, like, they take them all to the emergency room, and it's kind of like you wind up with so many here. I think they had one die, you know, the one time. I mean, you're talking like a, you know, 6-year-old or 7-year-old, because I think they were trying to get on the bus at the time of the accident. And then, of course, we had a kid that would have been graduating with my girls from high school that, They're at school and they're standing on the sidewalk waiting for the buses to come in. And I don't know if they were goofing around or what, but he dropped something and went to Ben to pick it up. And the one bus moved up a little bit farther to let the next bus in behind it. And he rolled over and crushed the kid's skull.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, you know, you have strange things happen and it's like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
let's see how, like, you know, like, how real crashes play out. But I think we need to stop throwing the police chases around the country and interrupting our soaps, because if I see another, speed chase, I am going to scream. They say it all the time on CNN, but the other day we had one, and they took off AMC for 25 minutes. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And so I had it recorded on Subnet, and, you know, I'm like, I want to find that person, you guys, and have a little talk with him about his, you know, I'm like, you interrupted AMC now. So, no, I mean, but, yeah, just some car accident, I never understand. My grandma and I were in one, like, 10 years ago, and the car just hit us, you know, totally hit us from the side and bumped us. And I hit my head. And all I wanted to do was go to sleep. I was really tired, but my mom and my grandma called me called me like every 5 minutes, annoying me. Are you alive? Yes. Are you alive?
Well, I know it's really important. I know the weather is really important and we need to know, but as a vitter, when they have the storm watches and the tornado warnings and the thing rolling across the screen, it's really annoying to vid.
You know, I mean, That is bizarre. I mean, I wish they would, you know, I mean, even the bottom of the screen here, you know. I'm like, can you just wait till 5 o'clock and tell people? It's only like 2 hours from now. Is it really important? I mean,
after Lucky found Nick and Liz, and then Liz and Jason hugged. Yeah, that had a big old storm warning thing.
I remember that.
When we had the blizzard, when the East Coast had the blizzard, like what, last year or the year before? And from 8 in the morning until 4 o'clock, they're saying it's still snowing outside. I remember I was like, really? No, gas, Sherlock. Like, I'm looking outside. I see the snow. It covered my car. Really? It's still snowing. You're interrupting my
But not everybody is looking outside, and not everybody's paying attention, and not everybody has a TV in at that time, and it's called a service thing, and I think they're required by the FCC.
What I'm saying is that even if you didn't have, if you wasn't looking outside, you can still see that it was snow outside.
I know.
And it kind of irritated me because, okay, what was going on in General Hospital? That's when Lucky found Elizabeth and Nicholas getting it on. Then,
I had one too.
And I'm like, because I had to find out online about it. I'm like, what the mess? I was like, all right, that's it. I'm calling my ABC affiliate. I said, that's it. I'm doing it.
And I called and I said, yes, I'd like to file a complaint. Because I got a day off of work. Like, nobody understands. When I get a day off of work and it's a day where my soaps are on, I like to sit in front of the TV.
I like to go to these places
and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a flying bleep that it's snowing outside. I know it's snowing outside because I didn't go to work. Like, from 8 in the morning to 4, really? It takes you that long to tell people it's snowing.
Oh, yeah.
The following places are closed. 7-Eleven. Your local supermarket, maybe carrying stuff, is safe for you to walk in the snow, not to drive. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And also, people do not try to borrow a shopping cart, because I was like a mile and a half from the store, and I was being prepared because we were going to have snow. And the snow started to come down, and I'm, like, trying to drive the stupid shopping cart up this long hill, and I'm thinking, okay, God, I cannot die. I haven't got Jason and Liz back together yet. I need to see that, then you can kill me. And I'm thinking, okay, God, this is not, so pretty much, and, but no, I just... Because I just wanted to, get all my groceries before I would not be stranded. Like, I was, one time I had to call my dad and go, Daddy, are you out and about? He goes, yeah, I have the full one of mine. Well, I'm hungry. I have nothing in my apartment. So can you stop by McDonald's, please? He's like, yeah, fine. Yeah. I was hungry.
No, like, 8 to 8, we get snow 8 months out of the year or something, so it's like,
how
did
he? Okay, so
where are you at?
Do they get a lot of snow? So do they cancel school?
Most of the time, so we probably get I don't even know. We get more than 20 snow days usually, but we don't get snow days. We get 2 or 3 snow days. But most of the time they're like, oh, well, if you don't feel it safe, then don't come to campus. But most of the time it's like, no, we're having school. Get your butt over here. And it's like the roads are so slick. We cannot get there. But
I think the only chance for the college up here by us one day, because it was so bad. Otherwise, most of the people are on campus or close enough to campus to walk in. And the one that you're commute in,
that's
it's
true.
Like,
but when it gets really deep, it really sucks. Campus is right by the mountains. Like, it's right by the mountains.
Oh,
so it's like it gets a lot of snow.
Well, when I was in high school, they let us out in a windstorm. I'm not kidding. Inaugural day when Bill Clinton, 92, they let us out, and the winds were like 85 miles per hour, and they said, well, the power's off, people. We're going to release you. And I was on a bus ride home, and a big tree came, like, right in front of us, you know, and I thought we were going to die. And then we had to walk home, like, two blocks, but all these power lines were, you know, on the ground. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to get electrocuted today. I'm not in the mood. And we lived on Mercer Island, and so this is my smart way of thinking, not. I'm like, oh, the nothing in Mercer Island is going to be without power. By the time we get home, I will be under a nice fire. I can wash my soap because we got out at like 11. I was all looking forward to it. I had this whole thing planned out. I come home, and the power's off.
Oh, no.
I go in my room and see all my laundry that I was going to do that day. And I'm like, and I went down to, like, I can't believe I'm saying this on air. I went down to one underwear. That's how bad it was. And I'm like, we were out for a whole week. We were out of, you know, I did not get my soap for a whole week. I called my grandmother, you know, again, saying, you know the VCR that we got you for Christmas? Now go buy capes, and I will tell you how to do this. And then when my grandfather was going to come up and bring us some firewood, send the tapes with him. I need my fucking soaps. And my grandma's like, can you just wait for a week? I'm like, no. Grandma, we don't have any towel. I'm cold. I didn't do any laundry. And I'm not good. And we've been eating out all week.
This is called a major withdrawal.
Oh, my God. It was like, no, I was in hell. I was, like, every 5 minutes, I would turn on the light switch to maybe thinking the power came on. I did that like 20 times one night because all of us were sleeping out in the living room. My dad's like, okay, if you get up one more time and do that, I'm going to send you into your room to freeze by yourself. Like, but, I go, but, what if, you know, the power goes on and we don't know it? And my dad goes, okay, I will put the light switch on. So we know when the power go crawl back in the covers and stop it. And I'm like, but for a whole week I was, you know, in hell. And so I keep thinking about all those poor people that were in the hurricane and probably don't have their power back until October. And I'm like worried about them. If they are so people, I'm really worried about them because they are going to go through this withdrawal and they are going to miss AMC. And I just don't.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that people got, like, backup plans. Like, I know my grandfather, he was freaking out because his power went out. He was like, Candace, okay, in case the power doesn't come back on the 23rd, can I come up to your house and watch it? I'm like, yeah, like, who else coming over? I could have, you know, all my children, because luckily my boss, she is so sweet. She is really nice, even though I told her I had a doctor's appointment. She let me have the day off. So, you know, I'm keeping the tradition alive that my great-grandmother set up for me, saying, because my great-grandmother, God bless her soul, I have seen the last episode of Ryan's Hope, Loving the City, Santa Barbara, Another World. Yeah, those are the days. Because of her. Because she kept calling the school and she kept saying, well, Candace doesn't feel good today. I still got perfect attendance for school. I mean, I made up all my work, but, you know, she felt that, like, our relationship was, she wanted me to, I guess, stay out of trouble, which I did. I was a good girl. But okay. He wanted me to, you know, have a world of, you know, imagination.
So isn't a soap opera like a world of amazing? Yeah, so she let me, and plus it was all bonding. Like, I remember coming home from school, running from elementary school to catch The Last of As World Turns, and then Down Light when it had the lighthouse opening. So it, to me, that was like our bonding. Like, she would explain to me, like, another world, and she would explain to me about Santa Barbara and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah. So I'm keeping the tradition alive.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't get almost by a car on your way home from school trying to test the end of days when the whole DeMille thing, when, you know, when they were in, you know, God help me, someone, when they were in Aramid, and I was in music class, and we were supposed to write a song, so, but I don't have a singing voice, and I didn't have a song. But I got bored, and so I was by Aramid, and then I wore it backwards. I was really bored that day. And I'm like, oh, God, it's Mirror to Mirror. Oh, my God, I figured it out before they did. I was just, I was, like, happy, happy. And I raised my hand, and I go, you know, I don't feel good. I have to go home because I don't feel good. And I raced home and nearly got hit by a little truck because I just ran out because I lived right across the street. I ran home. I didn't look, you know, left or right. I just ran because I wanted to get it. Most of the day, people do not run home and catch yourself and don't get almost hit by a car because then you won't see it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I'm gonna go to bed.
For me,
I know.
I'm a soda here.
You couldn't leave school unless you legitimately had a fever. So since the middle school, So middle school, I would run to the computer after school. Oh, bye. Middle school, I would run to the computer after school, and I would look up Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live, and Passions back then, and I would look up all those recaps, and my mom would tell me to get off the computer, but I would not get off the computer until I looked up all those recaps.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think all of us, I mean, all of us next week are just, you know, it's going to be one of those bad weeks, just like when Guardian Light and the routines run off. It's just going to be a really bad, sad week.
Because All My Children is my third favorite show, and it's my favorite current show. So it's going to be awful.
Yeah, and that's why we need
to
support you.
It's
going
to be weird Sunday. Sunday's the anniversary. Sunday is actually the actual anniversary of Gone Light and As the World Turns.
I was going to ask you that because I was thinking about that too. I mean, I'm like... Yeah. You know, this is just not going to be good for people next week. And, you know, I keep thinking, you know, there are going to be so many people probably going to have a heart attack or older people that have a heart attack or whatever. My mom's a nurse, so I'm like, Mom, if any of you older people come in with chest pain, it's not because they really have it. It's because the AMC is going off. And you might see a lot of way. And she looked at me and goes, "You're kidding." I'm like, "No, Mom, I'm serious. I think there's going to be a lot of broken house next weekend." She goes, "Thank
you
for that."
What month did All My Children air in 1970, right? What month did it air?
1970.
Yeah, what month?
What month? September.
January. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you.
Wait a minute. I can tell you right now.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Okay. Talk about yourself real quick. She went on to 669. No, that's not right. Okay, it doesn't have the actual month.
Okay, did you try IMDb?
Well, I'm looking at the book. I got the All My Children book right here in front of me.
Oh, right.
So that's why. 41 years. Yeah.
Okay, hold up.
I'll see if it's on the computer.
Okay. It debuts January 5th, 1970.
Oh, January. Okay. I was wondering if it debuted in September, because then it'd be 10,000 times worse.
You know, every time I think
John Light's anniversary is around the corner too. It would have been 75 years as of next year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If this cool. was on the air, it would have been 75 years in January. Like June. Well, June it premiered on television, but January it premiered on radio.
Yeah, it started in 1939, right? On radio,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Because my great grandma was listening to it all the time on the radio, and she lived like a couple, like 5 or 6 more years, and saw it on TV. That's what my mom told me. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I don't really know if mine saw any of those, but I do know that my grandma watched Edge of Night, and my dad's whole family watched Shadows, Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I mean, I never, you know, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, oh, do you think there will be canceling CBS soaps and All My Children and One Life to Live, I would have looked at you and said, you need to, you know, be on drugs. Yeah, really, because...
I remember Days of Our Lives was going to be canceled. Remember everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember being really sad because everybody was saying Days of Our Lives was going to be canceled.
Yeah,
and
but
they
probably...
did a whole makeover, and they survived. I mean, it's amazing to me how they, you know, survived. I mean, I'm glad, you know, for NBC's sake.
Yes.
Because NBC don't have any soap left.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Carly's like...
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, they did
show
Dallas
really
reruns for a while when Passions went off.
Okay, night, Chris.
I don't know if they still do.
Bye.
Bye.
Had really good shows like Another World and Santa Barbara and Sunset Beach and... these shows,
yes.
And they canceled it, and then I remember them saying, well, Days of Our Lives will be canceled in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and then next thing you know, Gamma has been canceled.
They were supposed to be canceled
I remember hearing, like, Moonson say, I do not believe it when that day they say AMC was off, I'm like, you know what, this is wrong, and when they said Guardian Lyle at the Batoon was canceled, it was on April Fool's Day. And I thought...
It was April Fool's for Guardian Lyle. But September, actually 2 weeks ago, was the anniversary of when they announced that Ed's World Terms was going to be wrapping up. The same year. So April Fool's was Guardian Lyle. Because Guardian Lyle didn't have a long notice, but Ed's World Terms did.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow.
I remember saying, having for, April Fool's Day, I'm like, they are just playing with us. I'm not listening. And then when I saw on Entertainment Tonight, of all places, then I thought it was credible. I don't know why I thought it was credible on ET, but, that's when I thought, oh, God, this is too sad.
What was it, Guiding Light or As the World Turns or something? Because in that soap article I read, with Erica Strasser and Susan Lucci and stuff, they said that CBS didn't even acknowledge them or something. They'd been on CBS so long and they didn't even get acknowledged. I think it was Guiding Light, but it might have been.
It was Guiding Light. Yes.
Yeah,
that
Guiding
was CBS'
Light.
Main problem.
I do want to say this. If the daytime Emmys this year... don't do a swan song to both AMC and One Life to Live. I'm going to have to.
And Erica plays that tribute. They have to do an Erica plays that tribute.
Yeah, and you know what else?
If they don't.
Yeah, and because they fucked over, sorry to say this, but they fucked over when Frances Reed died. They didn't acknowledge that.
Oh, yeah.
And Frances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
and
yeah.
I
think.
I was going to say that the Gaslight tribute, that whatever you want to call that, because I know some people who weren't a Gaslight fan. It bothered me more. But for other Phil fans, they was like, wait a minute, this show has been on forever. It launched so many careers, and it was minimalized to one minute and 45 minutes. Same way with As the World Turns. I think they should have done something bigger for As the World Turns. Don't get me started on the Susan Lucci tribute, because I don't know what that was. I thought that was a Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, here's the Lifetime Achievement Award, and you're going to have Shamar Moore there? Really? Like, that whole thing is a comedy.
But swear to God, I come out that they didn't not as fancy as me. See, Scarlett, Days of Our Life, day one. She was the heart and soul of Days of Our Life. You know, for what? The one that played, Frances Reed, the one that played, you know, Grandma Horton. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Frances Reed. Oh my God.
Yeah.
My TV grandmother. Her death was so freaking hard for me. I mean, it was worse because my grandma had died around the same time, but.
Oh God.
So,
sorry.
My TV grandmother. It's okay. It was really hard because I grew up with her.
I remember watching her, and they were doing the death scenes, and Jennifer looked at Maggie and said, you know, she looks like, you know, she's going to come around. And I was screaming at the TV, no, Jennifer, you're wrong. She's dead, and there's nothing we can do about it because she's dead in real life.
I watched her for
18
years. It was so hard.
You know, they fucked on that, and they also fucked on Anna Lee, too, when she passed away.
Don't get me started about that one, too. No, because I do think that the Emmys, the daytime community, should have paid homage to them. Period.
Yes.
Like,
you know what it says,
what happened with Helen Wagner's tribute at this past Emmys?
I don't know because
I wasn't around during that time, but did they do a nice little tribute for the guy? What's his name? Something McDonald, is that it? McDonald Carey, is that his name?
They didn't do I guess you would call it, like, a tribute. They, like, messaged him, just like they did with William J. Bell, the creative director.
Yeah, and, you know.
Well, did they do it for Steve Hardy?
No.
Nope.
Nope. But you know what made me mad was also when they did that on the nighttime primetime shows, when they, you know, did not mention Farrah Fawcett, but they mentioned Michael Jackson.
Don't get me started on Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I cried. No, don't be sorry. I'm just saying don't get me started on Michael Jackson.
Okay, were you a fan?
It's not a bad thing. It's just, no, I think he was good. I just don't think he was that good.
I'm just getting sick of a world show's not paying tribute to, like, the older people that pass away. I'm sick of it.
Especially the ones that have been in the business so long. But I'm going to be interested in this little thing about people not caring about history.
Yeah. Well, you know, they might say something, you know, about a recent past, the original Ruth, right? Was it the one that passed away on My Children? Okay.
I hope
they mention them along with Helen Wagner Sunday. Sunday's the Prime Time Emmys. So, you know, if they don't, then I'm going to be really shocked at the Daytime Emmys next year if they have one.
Yeah. We better go because I don't want to get kicked. No, because we have 3 minutes left of recording time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we've almost been on air for 3 hours. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, come in for on Monday. Monday night at the same time, and yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget to email me. Email me on Facebook.
Well, email me, but I will have your email address.
It's on Facebook, it's on there too.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, and I got something else to tell you because I'm working on something for Monday.
Cool. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will email you tomorrow. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.